Trudged forward neck and neck in their race across the rubber sheet of incontinent time. At such time, as Ponder Stibbons dimly perceived, they had an effect on one another. Shafts of reality crackled back and forward as the universes jostled for position. If you were someone who had trained their mind to be the finest of receivers, and were running it at the moment with the gain turned up until the knob broke, you might pick up some very strange signals indeed. The clock ticked. Granny Weatherwax sat in front of the open box, reading. Occasionally she stopped and closed her eyes and pinched her nose. Not knowing the future was bad enough, but at least she understood why. Now she was getting flashes of déjà vu. It had been going on all week. But they weren't her déjà vus. She was getting them for the first time, as it were. Flashes of memory that couldn't have existed. Couldn't have existed. She was Esme Weatherwax, sane as a brick, always had been. She'd never been... There was a knock at the door. She blinked, glad to be free of those thoughts. It took her a second or two to focus on the present. Then she folded up the paper, slipped it into its envelope, pushed the envelope back into its bundle, put the bundle into the box, locked the box with a small key which she hung over the fireplace, and walked to the door. She did a last-minute check to make sure she hadn't absent-mindedly taken all her clothes off or something, and opened it.
"Evening," said Nanny Ogg, holding out a bowl with a cloth over it. "I've brung you some..."
Granny Weatherwax was looking past her.
"Who are these people?" she said.
The three girls looked embarrassed.
"See, they came round my house and said..." Nanny Ogg began.
"Don't tell me, let me guess," said Granny.
She strode out and inspected the trio.
"Well, well, well," she said. "My word, my word. Three girls who want to be witches, am I right?"
Her voice went falsetto.
"Oh, please, Mrs. Ogg, we have seen the error of our ways. We want to learn proper witchcraft." "Yes?"
"Yes, something like that," said Nanny, "but..."
"This is witchcraft," said Granny Weatherwax. It's not a game of conkers. Oh, deary, deary me."
She walked along the very short row of trembling girls.
"What's your name, girl?"
"Magenta Frottage, ma'am."
"I bet that's not what your mum calls you."
Magenta looked at her feet.
"She calls me Violet, ma'am."
"Well, it's a better colour than magenta," said Granny. "Want to be a bit mysterious, eh? Want to make folks feel you've got a grip on the occult? Can you do magic? Your friend taught you anything, did she? Knock my hat off."
"What, ma'am?"
Granny Weatherwax stood back and turned around.
"Knock it off! I ain't trying to stop you. Go on."
Magenta shading to violet, shaded to pink.
I never got the hang of the psycho thingy."
"Oh, dear. Well, just let's see what the rest can do. Who are you, girl?"
"Amanita, ma'am."
"Such a pretty name. Let's see what you can do."
Amanita looked around nervously.
I don't think I can while you're watching me," she began.
"That's a shame. What about you on the end?"
"Agnes Knit,"
said Agnes, who was much faster on the uptake than the other two, and saw that there was no point in pushing Perdita.
"Go on, then. Try."
Agnes concentrated.
"Oh, deary, deary me," said Granny.
"And my hat's still on.
Show them, Gither."
Nanny Ogg sighed, picked up a piece of fallen branch, and hurled it at Granny's hat. Granny caught the stick in midair.
But you said we had to use magic," Amanita began.
"No, I didn't," said Granny.
"But anyone could have done that," said Magenta.
"Yes, but that's not the point," said Granny. "The point is that you didn't."
She smiled, which was unusual for her.
"Look, I don't want to be nasty to you. You're young. The world's full of things you could be doing. You don't want to be witches, not if you knew what it means. Now just go away, go home. Don't try the paranormal until you know what's normal. Go on, run along."
"But that's just trickery. That's what Diamanda said. You just use words and trickery,"
Magenta protested. Granny raised a hand. In the trees, the birds stopped singing.
"Githa?"
Nanny Ogg gripped her own hat brim defensively.
Esme, listen, this hat cost me two.